gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. I thank you very much for joining me each and every week at this time. Auto World has been on the air for some 17 years, and each and every week we bring you the latest and greatest from the automotive world, including representatives from all the different car magazines, and we've got lots of cool stuff in store for today's program. We're going to kick things off by talking about the 2011 Mustang and some of the interesting announcements made recently regarding the new power plants for the 2011 rendition. Also, a little later on in this hour, she is a spokesperson and a writer and is involved with lots of different activities. Her name is Barbara Terry, and she's going to be joining us a little later on in this hour of the broadcast. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls. Here is the regular number. It's toll-free, so feel free from all across North America. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email, anytime, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, coming up on the automotive agenda, auto show wise, we've got the New York International Auto Show around the corner, and lots of important unveils scheduled for there, and we'll be there in attendance, collecting lots of interviews for you guys to here on the broadcast. But let me tell you about some other stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. It looks like the Hummer deal is officially off. Originally, Hummer was going to be sold to a Chinese company, but that deal has been nixed by the Chinese government, saying that they wanted to go in a more fuel-efficient direction and didn't allow this particular company to acquire the Hummer brand. So a little bit of a disappointment there for all Hummer fanatics. The recent sale of Saab to Spyker is on, and an interesting collaboration, to say the least, since Spyker has been kind of a boutique maker of high-end sports cars and now is getting into the mass production business. Recently at the Chicago International Auto Show, Chevrolet reminded us all that the Suburban is celebrating its 75th year. That's right, 75 years of the full-size sport utility. And in celebration of that, Chevrolet has a special rendition of the iconic vehicle on sale for model year 2010. And you can order that vehicle anytime at your local Chevrolet dealership if you have to be interested in that particular anniversary and that particular vehicle. Other important unveils recently held at the Chicago International Auto Show include the fact that the folks at Ford continue to bring more to the table in the realm of updated products, kind of a midlife cycle update for the Ford Edge. They have given the Ford Edge a new power plant and some interesting new technology combined with some excellent styling cues. Of course, when it comes to Dream Machines, I'm hearing lots of folks are standing in line, if you can believe it, for the 10-cylinder variant of the Audi R8 sports car. I call the R8 the 24/7 supercar, because one of my colleagues at Motor Trend Magazine, Arthur St. Antoine, editor-at-large, once wrote a story penning giving the R8 that particular designation. The R8 in the past has been available only with one power plant, and that's the 4.2-liter V8 engine putting out a little over 400 horsepower. But this V10 variant brings it up significantly by about 110 horsepower. So we're now talking in the vicinity of 520 to 530. It will be available with either a 6-speed manual gearbox. Interestingly enough, Audi is presently the only manufacturer using what is known as a gated shifter. if you look back in automotive history, lots of exotic sports cars from the 1960s and 70s had the gated shifters, which is basically a stick shift without the familiar boot around it. Instead of that, the shifter pattern is right there in front of you, basically in metal, and when you change gears, you hear kind of a clink-clink noise. Personally, I love the look of the gated shifters, and I think Audi is to be applauded for bringing that particular styling feature back for this particular rendition of their supercar, the R8. Also in supercar news, the E63 AMG for Mercedes-Benz has recently been introduced, and this is the eighth generation of the Mercedes-Benz E-Class, and in AMG configuration it gets the mighty 6.3-liter power plant, packing more than 500 horsepower, along with a bunch of upgrades, including a revised suspension, which actually puts air springs in the back of the vehicle. The reason why the Mercedes engineers did this was to preserve ride quality under normal driving conditions or highway driving conditions, because this is, of course, a five-passenger vehicle and theoretically could be a family car. But if you want to drive the car aggressively, the air system does a fine job of firming up the suspension without taking away the possibility for using the car as a daily driver. Haven't had the opportunity to sample the E63 AMG, but a couple of years back I had a week behind the wheel of the C63 AMG, and still remember that car because it is without question one of my favorite sedans in the world. What an exhaust note on that vehicle, just absolutely tremendous. Recently I had the opportunity to drive the new Jaguar XF supercharged model, not the XFR, haven't driven that one yet, but this is the regular supercharged variant of the XF. It's interesting that there are multiple versions of the XF available. You can still get the old 4.2-liter V8 XF. That's the base car. Then you move up to the next level, which is the normally aspirated 5-liter new engine XF, and then the next step up from there is the vehicle that I sampled, which was the 5-liter supercharged version of the XF, 480 horsepower, blowing through four chrome exhaust tips. Very cool, very silky and smooth, and unlike many journalists and many people who have written about the XF, I happen to like Jaguar's Drive Select system. Basically, they have replaced the normal automatic transmission lever that you're used to seeing on the column or on the floor with a device that very much looks like a knob that you would find on a stereo. And you just turn it to the left and go right through park, reverse, neutral, drive, and there's an S setting for sport. And it pops out, actually, upon ignition. Another very cool thing about the XF is the fact that the start and stop switch on the car actually pulsates like a human heart or a human pulse. And the reason why the folks at Jaguar did this is, believe it or not, their founder many, many years ago, William Lyons, who was quite a guy. This is a guy that not only had business savvy, but also was a designer and an engineer. Matter of fact, was a designer of the world-famous E-Type Jaguar and many of the racing Jaguars from the 1950s. But he always said the closest thing to a human being in the realm of mechanical things is an automobile. So that's why Jaguar put that pulsing start-stop button in the XF, and now it's in the XK as well, and I'm sure it's in the XJ. Straight ahead, we're going to have more of Auto World, so don't go away.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Well, there's no question about it. I love talking about Mustangs. I've owned several Mustangs in my life, and the 2011 variants have been announced at the LA Auto Show. They announced the new six-cylinder engine in Detroit. They announced the new eight-cylinder engine, and to tell us all about some really exciting news regarding the V6 engine, it's my pleasure to welcome the chief nameplate engineer for the 2011 Mustang, Mr. Dave Parasak. Welcome to the airways of Auto World. How you doing there, Dave?
I'm great, Bob. Hey, thanks for having me on your show.
Well, let's begin by telling everybody about this new power plant, significantly improved across the board from the old 4-liter, which was the standard engine in the Mustang up until now.
Yeah, so new for 2011, we have a brand new 3.7-liter twin independent variable cam timing engine. It's a world-class engine. It's producing about 83 horsepower per liter, so that's world-class numbers there. And what we're doing is we're able to produce 305 horsepower and 31 miles per gallon.
Wow, 31 miles per gallon. I know originally you guys were thinking maybe 30, but I understand it's gone through some rigorous testing by the EPA, and that was the final figure, Dave?
Yeah, well, we knew that we were going to get to 30, and that's what we announced at LA. And then we kept working as a team because we thought 30 just wasn't good enough. And when it was time for the EPA to test it, we gave it all we had, and they came back and verified that we were at 31 miles per gallon. So we were pretty confident going into that test, and they came back and verified it. So we're really proud and excited. We're the first ever to do it.
That's fantastic. I mean, when you look at the amount of power that this engine produces, 305 horsepower, that wasn't that long ago that lots of V8s didn't have that kind of power, Dave.
No, well, that's true. And, you know, if you look at even last year's GT, it was at 315 horsepower, so we're almost equaling the GT horsepower, but with the fuel economy, that's just unbelievable. And then we talk about the GT, right? So new for 2011, we also have a brand new 5.0-liter engine that is producing 412 horsepower and 26 miles per gallon.
Wow, absolutely fantastic. The 5.0 is back, and of course, that nameplate, that badge, means so much to Mustang lovers.
Yes, it does. I tell you, the 5.0 is almost legendary in itself. I mean, so it's something that everybody's been, you know, I get a lot of emails, and you see the blogs. Everybody's been asking, when are you going to bring it back? And we wanted to bring it back, but we wanted to do it right. We didn't want to have to compromise anything, so we've been able to get the power and get the performance, but also do it responsibly, and that's what was important to us.
And this is a very sophisticated V8 engine, as is the 6-cylinder, but, I mean, just very impressive to look at. I mean, just when you open the hood, you can tell this is a very modern rendition, unlike the engine in the Camaros, the V8 engines, the two different variants there, or the Hemi engines in the Dodge Challengers. These are double overhead cam engines, and they're not overhead valve engines.
Right. Well, as I said, the engines that we are debuting in 2011 have the latest and greatest technology, not only on the construction of the engine, but even on the controls of the engine. So right now, there is no other technology out there that we're aware of that would have given us a better opportunity to produce the type of numbers we're talking about. And don't forget, we took those very efficient and awesome engines, and we married them up to two brand-new 6-speed transmissions, both an automatic and a manual. And then we took the rest of the vehicle and worked on our aerodynamics to make sure that we kept our weight where it needed to be, put the right tires on it, and you get that total package. And once you do all of that, you can get the numbers that we're talking about.
So you're getting the best of both worlds. There's no question about that, Dave. I mean, for those of us who love the performance, but with the reality of today's fuel prices, I mean, this is a win-win for everybody. Your team must be quite proud of the accomplishment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I said, we knew when we started out that we had to come up with an and solution. We knew that the Mustang customers weren't going to put up with trading off, you know, performance for fuel. But we also know that they are very conscientious and they want fuel. So we had to go out and figure out how to give them both. And we're very proud that we were able to do that.
Dave, tell our listeners a little bit about some of the technology that has led to this amazing accomplishment of great power and great fuel economy. Is it the computing technology that has come so far? What are some of the things that have really made a huge difference?
Well, there's no doubt that the controls of the engine have come a long way, and they do allow you to do things you could never do in the past. So, for instance, the engines, both of them, have twin independent variable cam timing, so we're able to independently control the exhaust and intake valves. And by doing that, we can create overlap, or we can do pretty much anything that we want to do. And when you do that, you can really maximize the combustion in the engine and bring the efficiency out. The other thing, give you some other ideas of what's in the engine. We've got oil piston squirters, for instance. These are squirters that actually squirt oil on the bottom side of the piston, cooling the piston down. When you cool the piston down, you're able to add more spark in the combustion chamber. When you do that, you're more efficient. When you use that oil to cool the piston, it also obviously heats the oil. The sooner the oil gets warmer, the less resistance the engine has as it tries to turn over. So every bit of this engine has been looked at to find the efficiencies and figure out where we can just, you know, it, you know, there's no one thing that's going to get you the type of numbers we're talking about. It takes a little bit of everything to get there.
And like you say, a team effort in combining with the new transmissions. That's the other thing that I really appreciate from you guys at Ford. No power penalty if you prefer to have the automatic transmission. You don't have to have a dip in horsepower like you do with the Camaro SS.
No, that's right. And that was one thing that we wanted to make sure in 2011 that we had a very credible automatic vehicle. Because, you know, half of our sales are auto and half of our sales are manual. And we wanted to make sure that we didn't have to compromise. So, again, this was about no compromise across the board. I mean, whether it comes to the technology that we've got in the car, which, by the way, is outstanding, a lot of people don't recognize that we've got creature features like, you know, navigation, rear-view camera, heated seat, sync in the vehicle, standard USB port. I mean, this vehicle has everything that you would want to see as an owner. So it's about no compromise. You don't have to compromise performance. You don't have to compromise fuel. And you sure don't have to compromise safety.
Absolutely. When will the 2011 Mustang, both the V6 and the GT with the V8 engine, be available?
They will both be available early spring. So we're just a couple months away from seeing them in the showroom.
Excellent. So I would imagine the people are ordering them already.
We've already seen, yes, they are, and we've already seen our order banks are about three times what they were in, you know, we bought the new 2010 out, so we had the all-new vehicle, both inside and out. We're three times the orders right now that we were the same time last year for the 2010 model.
Oh, that is absolutely fantastic. Well, congratulations once again on the unprecedented accomplishment here of this brand-new V6 engine, putting out, once again, the fuel economy numbers?
Well, it's 305 horsepower, producing 31 miles per gallon.
Absolutely incredible. And, boy, we're going to have to get you back on with us for a longer conversation because I really would love to go over the complete car with you, but I guess that will do for today. We'll get back with you and reschedule you real soon.
Anytime you want. Thanks for having me and the Ford Motor Company on your show.
Thank you. Straight ahead, Barbara Terry. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit classicresto.com.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you joining us here each and every week at this time. Hello to all of our listeners in the Boston area, listening on AM 1060 WBIX, everybody down in Pittsburgh on WPYT, everybody in Bowling Green, Kentucky, WKCT, everybody in Iowa, listening on the mighty 1540 AM News Talk KXEL with 50,000 watts, covering many states there in the Midwest. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call, 800-259-9231, or email me up, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, our next guest is joining us for the first time here on the broadcast. She has been called America's favorite auto expert, host, and columnist. Let's all welcome Barbara Terry. Barbara, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program. I've been checking out your website a lot today, and boy, you have been a busy woman over the last few years. Amazing amount of stuff. When did you first get involved in doing automotive media work?
Well, about 3.5 years ago, I've been very fortunate to be able to take all of my automotive knowledge that I've gained, you know, really all my life, and roll it into this career of mine. So I'm very fortunate.
That's great. So you grew up in Texas. I understand you had a bunch of brothers. Did that mean instant you had to kind of learn to do the dirty hand stuff right off the bat?
Well, if they were going to pay attention to me, yes. But, you know, the more I did, the more I realized that, you know, I like it, you know, whether it was, you know, hunting or fishing. And I remember my, you know, first fish I caught, and I gutted it and filleted it. And, I mean, it didn't faze me. And then working on engines, you know, getting my hands dirty and breaking nails and, you know, bloodying my knuckles, none of that really... It didn't faze me, so I really, I kind of stepped back and thought about it. You know, that, you know, I obviously am very passionate about it.
No question about it, and you're also passionate about racing. In the past, you've raced in some pretty impressive events with your own race team, Barbara Terry Racing. the Baja 500, the Baja 1000. Give our listeners a little bit of a taste of what those events are like. I hear they're pretty grueling, Barbara.
Probably the most grueling out of all races out there, you know, around the world. Your off-road races are mainly endurance races. So, you know, once you pull off that start line, you don't stop until you finish. It's a lot of long hours, a lot of focus, a lot of white knuckling, grabbing onto your steering wheel, and a lot of hallucinating out in the Mexican desert at night, and, just trying to obviously race and being competitive, and then having to deal with, you know, the locals putting booby traps on the course, and, anything can happen out there. And any off-road racer knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's different, but you know, it is, it's kind of addictive. You know, when you walk away from it and you're done, you know, you're like, all right, when's the next race? You know, and
yeah.
That's amazing to me that I would think that, because it's very tough on your body too. You know, a lot of conditioning goes into, training and hydrating and all that before a race.
Absolutely. You write a weekly auto advice column for the Houston Chronicle, and also you write for theexaminer.com. What kind of questions do people throw you? I know it's a kind of a Q&A type column at the Houston Chronicle. That must be quite interesting.
You know, you get all types of questions, whether it's mechanical or, car buying questions. People want to interview you for their school paper, that type of thing. If they're going to, if they're doing something in shop, and they need to write a paper on it, so it's, that whole column, side of my life pretty much really is, it's Q&A. I think the mechanical really kind of dominates it, other than, not to say I don't get a lot of questions pertaining to, gas or oil, what my favorite blend of oil is, high mileage oil, that type of thing. But yeah, it can get pretty intense, as far as motor mounts go and valves and pistons and, the ECU units and all those, but it's fun. I love, being able to know that I'm helping somebody.
Sure.
It's about cars and it's about a passion, never forget, I was doing a segment in Chicago, and the weatherman, actually, for the ABC affiliate was interviewing me there. And before we started rolling that morning, he said, he goes, you seem very passionate about it. You seem, to really enjoy what you do. And he goes, you probably don't really have to work a day in your life. And, I thought, very good way of putting it,
Yeah.
I mean, when you enjoy your job, you love going to do it.
That is so true. Barbara Terry is our very special guest here on Auto World. If you have a question for her, give us a call at 800-259-9231 or email me up, bob@autoworldradio.com. Quite often here on the broadcast, Barbara, I like to ask people about what cars they own or what their favorite dream car is if they won the lottery. So let me ask you first, what kind of cars have you got in your garage? I bet you have a bunch.
Not a bunch, but there is some variety that's going on there. I have a 98 black on black 911 Porsche Turbo. It was basically my dream
nice.
Car as a kid.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. Nothing curves like it, a 95 Jeep Wrangler that I kind of cycle in and out the Wranglers. As soon as I fix them up, I sell them, and then I'll buy another one that needs a lot of work. But it's I guess a lot of people lose themselves in watching a movie on television. I lose myself in, rebuilding old Wranglers. They're easy to work on, and once you do a couple, you really kind of get to know them, bumper to bumper. 2004 Jeep Grand Cherokee, limited, black on black, obviously. I just got dropped off a 2010 Chevy Equinox. That's actually a great vehicle. I've been enjoying it. It's an SUV that's equipped with luxury amenities, so how wrong, can you go with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, that vehicle has won accolades from lots of publications and definitely is a good one. I had a chance to drive one a while back. Let's talk about your favorite dream car. I mean, if you came into a lot of money, you won the lottery, I'm sure there would be a few cars that you would buy, but what would be on that list?
A Lambo Gallardo.
Oh, very good. What color? What color is it going to be? One of those real extravagant Lamborghini colors?
No, it's going to have to be black on black.
Black on black. Okay.
I used to have a serious passion for Ferraris.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with Ricky Williams quite a bit in Florida, and he would always let me drive his Ferrari, and it was a black on black one. But then I was like, all right, look at the Gallardo. I like that a little bit better. And then a good friend of mine earlier mentioned the Ford GT, brought that back to mine, and that is a sweet car.
Yeah.
Especially for an American manufacturer to roll that out. It's like, wow, okay.
Absolutely.
But you can't go wrong with a basic pickup truck either.
Yeah, the Gallardo is, I had an opportunity to drive a Gallardo Spider once, a convertible version, and I was so impressed. It was one of those, it was actually the, what's it called? World-class driving, where you get to drive, five supercars in the course of an afternoon, and there were a couple of Ferraris in there. There was a 599 GTB. There was an F430, and there was a Z06 Corvette, Aston Martin V8 Vantage, and then there was a Gallardo Spider. And I'll tell you, I enjoyed the Gallardo more than any of them with its all-wheel drive. I drove it the fastest, even faster than the Ferraris, which were more expensive. So I wouldn't mind a Gallardo, too. Make that two, one for both me and Barbara. Straight ahead, more with Barbara Terry. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. Thank you very much for joining us. Barbara Terry is our very special guest. She is called by many America's favorite auto expert. She's a spokesperson, she's a writer, she's a television host, and she's done a whole lot of stuff for the automotive world in a very short span of time. Done some racing, currently writes a weekly auto advice column for the Houston Chronicle, and you've done some international events as well. You got to tell me a little bit more about this GM style event in Dubai. How was that?
Glamorous, magical. it was just amazing. It was, I can't thank General Motors enough for, you know, sending me over there and letting me, host the event for them. You know, it was in a huge, you know, ballroom, and, you know, the royal family was there amongst, you know, probably close to 1,000 other people. And it was a great event. It was too short, you know. I was only over there for literally about 48 hours before I had to leave. But not that I was running out of the country or anything, but it was, a couple of years ago too, when, you know, Dubai was really thriving, and, you know, I actually made some friends in the very short amount of time that I was over there, and they've actually left Dubai in the last couple of years, I guess, because the economy. But it was amazing. It was fun. It was something that I will always remember.
And you've hosted other live events for a lot of companies, including American Airlines, Volkswagen, and Goodyear. What are those like? That's one thing I've never done. Is it a challenge to host a live event like that?
You know, Bob, it's interesting because, you know, when it was book report day in elementary school, I would skip that day. I was that person that, oh, my God, I couldn't stand up in front of the class and do book report. Are you kidding me? It's funny because some days I still get nervous. You know, it's a limit the Starbucks, you know, day, you know, because I think that, you know, the caffeine kind of amps you up too much. But as far as the hosting aspect of it, it's fun to be able to talk to an audience and be able to not just talk, you know, corporate messaging to them and demonstrate, what I'm there to demonstrate, whether it's things underneath the hood or how to change a tire, but literally extend to them, you know, a Q&A session, you know, to where they can come up to me and, you know, ask me something about their own car, you know, and a lot of times it has nothing to do with the event that I'm throwing. And so walking away from an event, knowing that you made an impact, is always, you know, it's just a feeling of accomplishment. It's like cleaning your house really good and then, like, standing, you know, in one corner and going, wow, you know, I really did good at that today. You know, it's just, it makes you feel good, you know, knowing that you could, give.
That makes sense. I know you have a very cool book coming out, and we might as well put our cards on the table here. My producer, Matt, is a huge Vikings fan, but you are a Cowboys girl, right?
And I do have to say, even the photographer on the project said to me about halfway into it, she's like, "Wow, you know, we got a lot of Dallas Cowboys in here, don't we?" And I was like, "Well, you know, yeah. I mean, it's my Cowboys, but it's not that I didn't reach out to plenty of other players and their agents and their managers for plenty of other teams. I did. I really did. The Cowboys responded. And it's not that, you know, I went and interviewed Tootall Jones and then he gave me Tony Dorsett and Everson Walls. It didn't happen like that. I mean, I reached out to, and I have been asked this a bunch. It's like, why are the Dallas Cowboys dominating the football side of the book? I'm like, well, it's not intentional. You know, I reached out to plenty of the Dolphin players and Vikings and Redskins and, you know, Broncos. And I mean, I really did. I had a massive hit list in the very beginning. And, you know, I have favorite players and other teams too. But I don't know if it was, you know, my being from Dallas or maybe that they saw a couple other Dallas Cowboy players that committed and so the others kind of hopped on board. But I do have to say, too, like, you know, you take somewhere like, you know, like Everson Walls, you know, he played for other teams, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of those players played for other teams, not just, you know, my Cowboys.
Absolutely. And the book we're talking about is How Athletes Roll, and Barbara interviewed 50 pro athletes all about their cars, and I know you've shot some pilot TV shows that are out there and being considered for production along the same lines, but tell us a little bit more about the book and when we can expect it to be available.
The book's official release is August the 2nd. It'll be on Amazon in July. And it was just an idea that I came up with about 3 years ago after interviewing Jay Novacek, another Dallas Cowboy player. Yep, I know. But, you know, that's a cool story, too, because I was at a autograph signing event in Raritan, New Jersey. It had nothing to do with Texas. And I had approached several you know, active and retired athletes at the event, and about being in a television show. I was talking about it was a celebrity drive-by segment, I went up to a lot of, you know, athletes, and right when I walked up to Jay, you know, before I could even really ask him, he was like, "Yeah, I'll do it." So after interviewing him in Texas about his truck and his history with cars, I thought, you know, how cool would it be to reach out to athletes running all sports, not just football players, but golfers and Olympians, hockey and baseball, basketball, and put them all into a book and give them each, you know, a 6-page chapter and ask them pretty much the same questions, just, you know, to be able to kind of compare and how different their answers are, and, you know, make a book out of it. So, for the past year and a half in my spare time, I've been traveling around the country and meeting with these amazing people, and now it's a finished product, and it's gonna be a great hit. It really caters to all audiences out there, all ages. So there's some, you know, definitely, you know, some reading that anybody and everybody will be interested in.
That sounds great. Did you notice any themes, you know, in talking to some exotic car dealers? I know a lot of them say the baseball players are their best customers because they can actually fit in the vehicles. But what about, like, football players versus basketball players versus baseball players versus hockey players? Is there any particular sport that seems to attract one particular type of vehicle over another sport?
They really vary so much. I do have to say that the retired guys, they've gotten rid of their Porsches and Ferraris.
Yeah.
So they're more into the Mercedes sedan now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That is the theme I saw. Another really common ground that every athlete had that was very intriguing to me. And their dad had something to do with their first car purchase in some way or another. Whether the dad taught him how to drive. It was very interesting. Out of all these people, about halfway through the book, I thought, all right, I'm seeing something, you know, a theme going on here. And then I thought, I wonder if it's going to continue or if I'm going to ask this question and the dad thing is not going to be brought up. But yeah, by the time I finished that, I thought, oh my goodness, they all you know, said something about their dad. And I can't, and I personally can't say that. My dad had nothing to do with my first car purchase. I thought, all right, this is going to be neat. But, it's amazing how, whether it was an old beat up Plymouth of some sort or an old pickup truck, and their first cars are very interesting, you know, and we can all relate to what their first cars were. Because we all kind of had, you know, I think that most of us had a clunker, you know, in high school or a hand-me-down. But, you know, when I first started the project, I thought that the photos were going to be the real captivating part, you know. But I got into it, and very quickly I realized it's the complex interviews that will seriously grab your attention. The stories, you know, I mean, who knew that Bruce Jenner got into racing after he won his medal? I mean, I had no idea. I thought he was pulling my leg when I was sitting there with him. And, but yeah, he used to race for Ford and actually got Scott Pruitt involved in racing. You know, he kind of started Scott Pruitt's career. I thought, no way, you know,
wow.
So,
good stuff.
So it's really good stuff.
Let's make sure everybody, gets a hold of the best way for folks to keep tabs on what you're doing website wise and otherwise. Why don't you give that information out, Barbara?
Well, my website's barbaraterry.com, and they can email me, and I can put their email onto a PR release that goes out with a lot of cool projects that, you know, that I get involved in.
Excellent. Barbara, thank you so much for your time, and we'll definitely do this again down the road.
Thanks for having me.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.